Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. The biggest complaint about Vermont, is it high taxes, extremely long winters, or the need for more rural transportation? No, I think it's the lack of local greens in the winter. Well, that's changing for the better. Here to tell us more about that is Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Rick.
I'm not making that up. People have left the state over the lack of fresh greens in the winter, right?
Well, I mean, people do go to Florida, I guess, and there are fresh greens there through the winter. But I personally would like to stay in Vermont. I think it is more that people got sick of, if you were trying to eat local, of just those sort of limp root cellar vegetables day after day. So greens are a good thing.
They are. So why are we seeing more and more local greens at this time of year now?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons that we are, but partly the technology, the hoop houses, there are more and more of those. And for those who don't know, I'm referring to the type of hoop house. In most cases, they're called high tunnels, and they are not heated. They are sort of passive solar, and the farmers actually plant sort of winter hardy greens right in the soil. They're called bare earth greenhouses, these hoop houses. There are also some people doing greens year-round with some extra heat in greenhouses, and we'll talk about two different examples of those. I think also the spread of winter farmers markets and winter year-round CSAs have caused, you know, there to be an opportunity for farmers to sell to a built-in clientele. And obviously, you know, just the increase in people interested in eating locally year-round, you want green things.
Tell us about something called the Salad Club that's happening at Red Wagon Plants.
So this is awesome. I actually didn't even know that Julie Rubeau, who's the owner of Red Wagon, which is in Hinesburg, an organic plant grower, I didn't even know she was doing the Salad Club. I knew she grew greens through the winter and herbs. And I went just a little while ago to her set up in Hinesburg. And it's like walking into springtime in the middle of winter. It just smells damp and growing and fertile. And the Salad Club, she has about 30 members. It sells out really quickly. And what they get to do is they get to go there every week and pick up a flat of mixed greens. They're actually in soil, and take those home and snip them as they need them throughout the week. And then they bring that flat back and she reuses it and the soil and everything. So there's two varieties they get every week. Might be like green oak lettuce or a Japanese mustard, tiny purple bok choy, or those frilly red mustard pea shoots, sunflower shoots. She does also sell the shoots to City Market, and she sells herbs to over a dozen different stores through the winter, basically. But the Salad Club, I think I'm gonna try and sign up for that next year.
I'm already feeling better about the winter.
Yeah.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about local greens in the winter. Melissa, you also spoke with Radical Roots in Rutland. What are they doing there to keep us green in the winter?
So that is Dennis Duhame and his wife, Carol Tashi. They've been farming in Rutland since 2010, and they sell year-round in the Rutland area root vegetables in the winter until several years ago. They said, oh, we have this high tunnel, that type of hoop house out in the field that they use in the summer for tomatoes and cucumbers. And they thought, well, why is it sitting, you know, empty in the winter? So they started planting sort of the winter-hardy greens, things like kale, spinach, arugula, a little different than the types of greens that Julie's growing. And they grow them through the winter with no additional heat in that hoop house. Basically, they stay alive in the coldest, darkest part of the winter, November to February, but they don't grow. That's mostly an issue of light, Dennis explained to me, not so much heat. But when, and I said this is kind of nice because it's predictable. Unlike weather temperature, you know that the light is going to be back 10 hours a day by mid-February. And at that point, they sort of come out of their little bit of dormancy and you can pick them again. So he has been, and Carol have been, selling these kinds of greens. He says they sell them at the Rutland Winter Farmers Market. They sell out by about noon. People are so hungry for locally grown, you know, greens. He said that they're just a huge hit.
What can people do if they want to grow their own greens?
Well, several years ago, I did an experiment, and I should make it clear that I do not have a green thumb at all. I did an experiment trying to grow some greens, you know, just in little pots at my house in a south-facing window, and also some sprouts, and I'll share that on the website, my sort of 1, 2, 3. Another really good resource, I should say, an actual good resource, because I'm not that good of a resource on this, is Peter Burke's Year-Round Indoor Salad Gardening book that was published by Chelsea Green. And I think you guys also did some stories on him, so maybe we could link to those on the website.
And any suggestions on how to eat these winter greens?
Well, yeah. I mean, a million suggestions. Just how can I keep it succinct? Okay. So for the sturdier kind, like kale or spinach that Radical Roots grows, Dennis says he and his wife actually have them raw or just lightly cooked under like a hot piece of fish. It sort of wilts it a little, which I thought was lovely. And then he says almost every day, saute onions and kale for breakfast with some scrambled eggs and sausages. Sounds really good to me. Mm-hmm. And Julie Roubaud, who's originally from France, some folks may know her father, Gerard. He's the amazing bread baker. She has just a beautiful way with salads, and she demonstrated 3 different salads for me and has lots of tips, and I will share those on the website. But just quickly, one of her suggestions is to use those root vegetables. Remember, we talked about those. But to use those with the greens, she will prepare like a whole batch of different root veg at the beginning of each week, boil them or roast them, maybe marinate them with some of the herbs that she has and a little bit of acid. Lemon juice, vinegar, and then combine those with a couple really good dressing recipes she gave me, which again we'll put on the website, a tahini sesame garlic, and then one that has a walnut oil, sherry wine vinegar, and Dijon. We talked about just making them look beautiful, appealing to the eye, and they were just so fresh and green and just delicious.
Oh, it sounds it. Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Let's go make some salad.